Now we come to chapter 31, and this is a chapter that I believe was written by Solomon, because it says the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. Now, I believe that Lemuel, because there's no king named that, and the very interesting thing is that you will find that Solomon's real name, the one that God gave him, was Jedidiah. And that means beloved of the Lord. Now, Lemuel means devoted to the Lord, and I think that this was probably the pet name that Bathsheba had for Solomon. I think around the palace you could have heard her calling Lemuel, and that was the pet name. I have a notion that every man listening to me today, you can go back and remember a pet name that your mother had for you, and you'd be almost ashamed to say what it was, but she had a pet name, and so I think this was that. And this is a mother's advice to her son. Make a great Mother's Day sermon. She says, "What, my son?" In other words, she says, "Oh, what can I say to you?" And she needed to say something because, you see, she saw in this boy Solomon something of the characteristics of his father David. And she knew of the sin of David. I don't think it was her sin. It was David's sin. You remember in the first chapter of Matthew, it says that David begat Solomon of her that had been the wife of Uriah. Her name's not even called. Why? Because it was David's sin. And God's making that very clear. And so she sees that in the life of Solomon, and it was there, of course. And so she gives him words of advice. And she says to him, here, "What, my son, what can I say to you? And what the son of my womb? You are my precious boy. And what the son of my vows? I dedicated you to God. Now give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings." She knew David. And then verse 4, "It's not for kings, O Lemuel, it's not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink." And yet today we're told that every day in Washington, this was several years ago, there are 28 cocktail parties by government officials. And that doesn't make any difference whether they're Democrats or Republicans or what have you. They all have this in common. Now it says, "Lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted." Oh, how tragic it is to have drinking men in high positions. Now, use this, she says, "for medicine. Give strong drink unto him that's ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy hearts. Let him drink and forget poverty and remember his misery no more. Open thy mouth for the dumb in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, plead the cause of the poor and needy. Oh, Solomon, be honest and just and fair." Now she tells him how to pick a wife. Say, this is good advice. This is God's advice. Who can find a virtuous woman? And old Matthew Henry, who, by the way, had a wonderful romance, and yet he's quite dry, and it's almost humorous to hear what he has to say. He says, you know, it is hard to find one. But virtuous here actually means a woman of character, a woman of strength, a woman of real ability. And notice what kind of wife she's to be. She's not to be a little shrinking violet. She's not to be, you know, like Whistler's mother sitting in a rocking chair. Somebody said that Whistler painted another picture of his mother because he came in one day and she was sitting on the floor. And he said to her, "Mother, you're off your rocker." And may I say that I think most mothers today, you don't find them sitting in a rocking chair. They are busy. And this is the story of a busy mother. He says here, "The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her." She's faithful, you see. "So that he shall have no need of spoil." That means he'll not ask gain, because she'll not spend all of his money. She's a helpmeet. You see, God never intended woman to be a servant of man. She's to be his partner, and to be a real partner, the helpmeet. When God made Eve as a helpmeet, God made the other side of him. He was only half a man. He became a complete man with Eve. Now, verse 12, "She'll do him good, not evil, all the days of her life." a helpmeet, you see. Now, she works. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She doesn't mind working. And verse 14, she's like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. That means she's looking for bargains. She's willing to spend 25 cents worth of gas to drive across town to save 12 cents and buy an address or something else, you see. Now, verse 15, she riseth also while it's yet night, giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. I tell you, she knows how to keep house. She runs a tight ship. Wonderful mother. She considereth a field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hand. She planteth a vineyard. You know, I don't recall when I was growing up as a boy of ever getting up of a morning and finding my mother in bed. I thought about that just the other day. Now, later on, of course, is different when she became old. But when I was a boy growing up, I never got up of a morning and found her in bed. She was up. In fact, breakfast is generally ready at that time. Now it says here that she considereth a field. She buyeth with the fruit of her hand. She planteth a vineyard. She's a woman that runs the household. She's a woman of ability. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her cattle goeth not out by night. What man's work is from sun to sun, a woman's work is never done. That's the picture here. She layeth her hands to the spindle. Her hands holdeth the distaff. She stretcheth out her hands to the poor, yet she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She's a generous person, you see. How wonderful. She's not afraid of the snow for our household. Why? For a household, are clothed with scarlet. My mother kept my pants patched when I was a boy. Now let me drop on down here. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. Verse 25. Now, will you notice? Verse 30, favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. The first thing you'd look for, young man, is to look for a woman that is a Christian young man. And then I hope you get a good-looking one in the bargain. Nice to have them together like that. And it says, give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gate. That's the reason, I guess, they have Mother's Day. But there are a lot of mothers not worthy of the tribute given on Mother's Day. But what a wonderful picture this is. No wonder that this has been a book for young men. And it's good for young ladies also. And it's good for senior citizens. We go next time to the Epistle to the Philippians. May God richly bless you, my beloved.